From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. 5 law enforcement agencies in Utah have limited authority to arrest people for their immigration status. KUER's Macy Lipkin explains what that partnership with Immigration and Customs Enforcement looks like in Weber County.
Weber County Sheriff Ryan Arbin says not all unauthorized immigrants his deputy has come across are transferred to ICE. In fact, it was just under half between late November and late January. The rest were cited on state or local charges or given a warning and released. There are 3 main criteria for when someone is detained for ICE. If they have a deportation order, they re-entered the U.S. illegally, or they have a criminal history.
And this is something that we believed to fit within our role as the Weber County Sheriff's Office and public safety.
But a Weber County deputy might also take someone into custody at ICE's request. That happened for 2 clients of immigration attorney Dan Black. One was pulled over for speeding. The other was a passenger in a work truck.
The fact that they were turned over to ICE says that it really had nothing to do with public safety. It was the local law enforcement acting as immigration agents.
Both were released on bond and are now fighting their cases in immigration court. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden.
The average price of a gallon of gas in Utah jumped $1.41 over the last month. It's now $4.19 per gallon. The national average is less than that, just under $4. Crude oil prices are still high as the war in Iran closes in on the 4-week mark. And it's spring break season, so that bumps up demand. AAA says the average U.S. price could break $4 in a few days. People can cut their fuel consumption by driving the speed limit, not idling, and keeping their tires at the correct pressure. Utah might be in for a rough wildfire season, but new cameras could help. In rural areas, wildfires often don't get noticed before going out of control. But the Utah Education Network is setting up a monitoring network across the state in partnership with other state and federal agencies. It uses live video feeds and artificial intelligence. Jeff Egley is with UEN and a principal investigator for the project. He says this is like an updated version of fire lookout towers.
It's the push to get wildfire cameras out there that can provide visibility, quicker response, and reporting.
They plan to install up to 40 cameras over the next few years in rural areas that are hard to reach. The equipment uses infrared technology and thermal imaging. And the Utah Department of Transportation is integrating its cameras into the system, too. Satellite images and computer modeling could help save the Great Salt Lake. An invasive reed called Phragmites can suck up more than 70,000 acre-feet of water from the lake each year, and it's hard to get rid of. So Utah and the nonprofit group Ducks Unlimited are developing a prediction tool. The Salt Lake Tribune reports it will identify where the plant will take over at the lake. Then the state can take proactive steps to stop it before it spreads. Phragmites are especially problematic at the Great Salt Lake because some patches are hard to reach. For more stories like this, visit greatsaltlakenews.org. You are listening to KUER News.